Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I thank the Lord for priceless blessings today as I've been watching some. I do watch war movies that have happened in from 41 to 45 usually, the years, and during World War II. And wow, those things, I am just so grateful. We were just talking the other day, some friends, wow, what if we were born in the covered wagon days, or what if we were born in the biblical days, you know, as women? We are so blessed. Oh, especially women, but men also, because women were just kind of property that men had in the Old Testament and in the years after Jesus was resurrected and ascended. So I'm grateful. I thank you, Lord, for priceless blessings that I have, the friendships that you have given me. Priceless. It's just priceless when you look. If you've got two friends that you can count friends, thank God, because that's more than a lot of people have. And you may think, you know, social media is so wonderful and they have 3 million likes. That's not because they've got relationships with those people. No, it's because they may look good, may talk good, dress well, but the ones that we really have relationships with, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for those friendships and the family that God has given to me. Oh, it's just another priceless, and the memories are filled with joy. I choose not to have my mind and my memories on things that happened that were bad, but things that happened that were good. And that's why even when John, during his days of fighting cancer, we didn't take photographs of him, because we wanted to remember. We had all the wonderful, healthy pictures of him on the walls and stuff. And I'm just so grateful. Today, I have no pictures of when he was ill, and I'm grateful. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for directing me. Making those kinds of decisions are so important, because then you don't remember the bad. It's so much better to just rise up every morning and really say with your heart, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and I got some photos from Dana. She is now in South Carolina. Boy, she has been around the country, but she's been a traveler. So I admire her tenacity. And the piano that her father had given to her from the piano store, it arrived 2 weeks before Dana arrived in South Carolina. And it's at her daughter Emma's home. Emma and Coy bought a condo, and Dana is paying the monthly rent for it. I think that's marvelous. I think that's a great idea. And Dana sent some pictures of course, South Carolina. You know, those trees that have the things hanging from the branches that look just so, oh, it's wonderful. It's like you're in an adventure land of some kind. So I'm just so blessed that God has been with her. And some of you have children, and you're praying every day for them. Well, continue praying. God is so good, and he answers our prayers. God hears and answers our prayers. Remember that. Remember that. So as this time on this earth gets more chaotic and more uncertain, we know that God has us. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And remembering those who fought in wars and those who gave their lives, I'm so grateful. I remember, boy, Dad did not talk about his missions over Germany. I mean, at all. And I wish I would have just kind of gotten him to talk about it. But when they crash landed in Belgium, and they were in a B-24, a real heavy, huge plane, and crash landed in Belgium and got across the border, which I'm so grateful for, or I probably wouldn't be here. So I thank God for his wonderful timing and his wonderful goodness to his people. Our memory verse for this week, boy, when you get through a holiday, excuse me for a minute as I interrupt myself, as you get to holidays like Veterans Day or 4th of July, I mean, the memories just start crowding your mind. So forgive me if I go back into memory lane here. Memory verse for this week is John 6, verse 45. It is written in the prophets, and this is a new one for me too. It is written in the prophets, that's Old Testament, and they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father, Jesus says, comes to me. And in the Passion Translation, John 6, verse 45, Jesus continued, it has been written by the prophets, they will all be taught by God himself. If you are really listening to the Father and learning directly from him, you will come to me. And I put a capital M there, Jesus. Jesus Christ is speaking here and says that if you truly love God, you will believe everything that Jesus has said in the new covenant. I believe that with all my heart. This is a wonderful verse of scripture. It gives you more of a foundation. Jesus is God in the flesh, as exactly what John is talking about in the first chapter. So that is John 6, verse 45. Yesterday, you heard me give you an introduction into what Holy Spirit told me in the night. And I told you, always have a notebook nearby. You never know when God is going to talk to you, get you up. He gave me so much I could hardly write it down. And he called this team that I was describing yesterday. Team Courageous is led by the captain of the hosts, our Lord Jesus. Some of you may say, what? What did you say? Team Courageous? What? Is this an Avengers movie? No. Holy Spirit gave this to me, and I copied it down, and a lot. When he says, I want you to wake up, I have something for you. Sometimes you just have to be writing all the time. So I appreciate you going to freedomstreet.org and logging into 11/10/2025. And that was the story of how Holy Spirit woke me up in the night. And just listen to yesterday's program. It'll be made more clearly for you and exciting, because I gave 4 points of what Team Courageous is all about. And that's for those who have courage of heart during these last days. You're not listening to all the negatives and shrinking in the cave or in the back room of your house. You are out there among them, and maybe first in line sometimes. So number one, all Team Courageous members come against doubt, fear, and unbelief. And I gave the scripture from Mark 11, 22 through 24. Have God-like faith. You're going to be listening to the word of God, getting it down in your heart so you can have the faith to believe that when you pray for somebody, they're going to be healed. Praise God. So have God-like faith. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain of doubt, fear, and unbelief, that's what I say. Those are the mountains. Those are the big ones. Those are the trio of evil. Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Now that's a general statement for the general public he was talking to. Then he gets right up in their faces. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted you. We have too many people walking around and asking people to pray for them when they've got the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, in their hearts and lives. So when we see something coming down the pike or something unexpected happening, you do what the Team Courageous members do. You lay hands on that person, and I don't care if you've never prayed in your whole life. You say, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, I say that by your stripes, this person is healed. Amen. That's it. You don't have to have a long, long written down message for this person. No, just to the point. Walk in the light of the goodness that God has shown you. And ask questions. It's so good to ask questions. First Corinthians 2, verse 13 says, the spiritual man, he examines, he looks into things, he questions, he does all kinds of things in finding the truth. And Team Courageous members are curious and want to investigate before they take everything as gospel. That's so important to ask God for a spirit of discernment, because all that's being preached out there is not gospel. It is not. Number two, this kind of team member, courageous, goes along with not only getting rid of doubt, fear, and unbelief, but actually confronting their own self-doubt. You're the biggest critic of all. You're not enough people on the outside. You criticize yourself and judge yourself more than anybody else. So you don't have to live up to someone else's expectation of you. You don't belong to them. You belong to God. And in Him, you live and move and have your being. You were created in God's image and likeness. Very beginning book tells you that. And you are God's glory on this earth. And that's Isaiah 60, verse 1. And arise, shine for the light. Who arise? Well, the people of God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. His glory is on you and in you, my friend. You're a representative of His love and compassion and patience. You are fighting evil in your heavenly armor, and that evil includes ungodly things that you have thought about yourself. So you're coming against some of those horrible thoughts that you haven't done enough, that you made a horrible mistake, that you can't ever go back and redo and undo, and God will never restore. Yes, He will. As a team courageous member, you are fighting evil, and much of the evil you must put down is going through your head, condemning you. So you memorize 2 Corinthians 10:5. I cast down every evil and vain imagination that exalts itself against what God thinks of me. That's right. I take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Cast down every thought that is against me and every negative thought that is against the circumstances, my relationships, my finances. That's a biggie. My finances. I have the righteousness of God in the form of His blessings upon me in the financial area of my life. Praise God. And I take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So you take care of the self-doubt. When thoughts of, boy, what have I done wrong? You just let them go out, go out, go out, go out. I'm not listening to you. Number three, when someone says they have a need, team courageous members pray right then on the spot. You don't have to be loud or command attention, but softly pray for their needs. Don't be afraid of what other people think. You belong to Jesus. He's the one who counts. If someone texts you a need or a situation that they are anxious about, you text back, not, how sad. Oh, I'll be praying for you. No, you text back a prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, you go on and you really confront what that person is coming against. And the both of you together, where two agree is touching anything on earth, it shall be done for my Father in heaven. That works. So yes, a prayer. You don't just simply say, I'll be praying for you. No, it's too serious of a time that we live in. It's not a team courageous member that does that. You have a new vitality of seeing prayers answered. Number four, as a team courageous member, you go the extra mile to bring an answer to those who have a need. You give them hope that they are not alone, but have someone who is thinking and praying for them. As Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What a beautiful and assuring promise from God Himself. And I realized when I was reading through Jeremiah, this man, this singular man of all the people in Judah, in Israel, God picked Jeremiah to bring forth this message. And Jeremiah was struggling against the Babylonian invasion of his country, total destruction of Jerusalem, walls, buildings, temple, everything gone, absolutely gone, razed. He wept and moaned, and his words are hard to read. But then he said, God, as he recalls his character, as he says, God, I recall your character and I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. From Lamentations 3:21. Jeremiah knew down deep that God was a good God. You bring hope to others when you come alongside as a team courageous member. You may not feel yourself qualified or even in your body strong enough, but God is going to bless you. And just watch the news or read the headlines and you will see how many people are hurting. So reach out to these people. Get your mind off of your own needs and stop talking about yourself. Remember, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. Begin asking others how they are. Team Courageous members are always thinking of others. Come alongside of those who are down and out. Give them a power pack or a Bible or scriptures. They love scriptures. Write them on a card and maybe have some stamps on that card to make it pretty. And let him say, you say these every day, as we do with the power pack. The instructions in the front say, you say them seven times a day, and by the time that you are getting a habit formed, you're going to be reading the word and learning the word. And you text them scriptures. I'm not near them. I don't live near them. If you talk to them or text them, you can text them scriptures. Praise the Lord. You can do something for someone in need. You're on a winning team. You're on Team Courageous. And maybe some of you are saying this courageous thing sounds dumb and stupid. But for those who are taking this advice to heart, you're going to see a change in your life. And for those of you who think this Team Courageous is stupid, yep, there are some of you that are. Holy Spirit will get hold of you one of these days. I love it. And you'll never be the same. He'll change you from the inside out. This is Team Courageous's verse. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, share with others. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. You will begin to see that negative Nelly attitudes just melt away, and you'll begin to like yourself. Yes, even love yourself, because you know that God loves you with an everlasting love. That's for you, Jeremiah 31:3. And some of you say, oh, I've got to be loved by a human. No, you don't. I have been loved deeply by two wonderful husbands. And the best thing in all my life is God, is his assurance and his comfort every day. Oh, it's beautiful. And this has been so good. And it's just for me, because I know Holy Spirit woke me up to give me this revelation. So it may be all for me, but I hope that some of you say, you know, I am going to think of others. I'm honest. I am going to start texting scripture to people that, you know, have a need. Their day is going badly. Yeah, all things work together for good to those that love God. So I want to tell you that it's important to know that when Jesus was on this earth, he was putting down religion. And that's the tradition of man. And it makes powerless the word of God. Jesus spoke of that in Matthew 15. The tradition of man or religion makes powerless the word of God. Just think about that for a moment. Where did we learn about religion? In church. So many people today call their walk with the Lord a religion. Well, that's my religion. But those of us who are learning the truth know that it's not a religion. It's a relationship. That's right. And I learned the meaning of the word religion from Malcolm Smith, listening to the radio. And religion, I mean, the literal meaning of religion is return to bondage. Religion, return to bondage. And Jesus promised in Galatians 5:1 that we are free. Jesus has set us free from that spirit of bondage. So we stand firm and we're no longer subject to a yoke of slavery. Praise God. It was for freedom that Jesus set us free. So we're free in the Lord Jesus. I'm so excited about living for him. He's wonderful. So I'm encouraging you to shift your thoughts over to the goodness of God. Oh, he's been so good. The creator of all lives in you as you accept Jesus Christ as your savior and Lord and live for him. Oh, I'm discovering that committing to God, my my day is so much better, and any fear or doubt is gone in Jesus' name. I'm asking some of you, as we're going to listen to Twyla here, do you really trust God? Well, she's asking that same question in this song. Here she is.
Again, learning to trust the Lord at yet another level. That trust is just not based on what we see and what we think we understand and what we believe we know to be the truth. The trust is based on knowing a loving Father who has always been faithful and who has all wisdom.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, I just want to think of his goodness during my day. and his loving kindness. Think of that wonderful last phrase that Twyla sang. Yes, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. You may have to say that a dozen times, maybe two dozen times in a day. If you're just feeling weak in the faith, I trust you, Father. I trust you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the priceless blessings you give to me, the friendships that you've created for me. Yes, say that. The friendships you've created for me. Say that with me. The friendships that you've created for me. And you have friendships. I will never know the friends you have. But you have friendships and you have friends. Treat them dearly. Treat them well. And, oh, Lord, you've given me family. And sometimes I don't understand all that's going on. But, Lord, I want you to be able to reveal to me your wonderful plan for everyone in my family, not just me, everyone in my family, for their good. Oh, thank you, Father, for opening my eyes to the truth of your love and your compassion. Oh, and these memories you filled with joy, the memories that you've given to me. Oh, thank you, Father. I praise you. And I thank the Father for you. I do. You're wonderful. You're precious in his sight. And you're precious to me also, as you are a power partner for Call to Freedom. If you'd like to get a power pack, call me at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you. And take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.